If you were with us last week, you heard Melissa Lane share some of Plato's ideas of rule and office. And in that conversation, something stood out to me. That was the idea that leaders should be accountable. Accountability seems to be something that is in short form these days. And I realized one of the reasons we might not hold other people accountable is because sometimes it's difficult to hold ourselves accountable. It's really about building habits and keeping them. And if we do, we can trust ourselves and we can trust others to do the right thing. Stay with me for a few minutes. We'll talk about how to build accountability in your teams and in yourself in this episode of Timeless Leadership. This is Timeless Leadership, where we explore the values and principles that drive extraordinary leaders. We look for the timeless virtues that are just as relevant in the 21st century as they were in the first century. Universal truths that will help make us better versions of ourselves. Hi there, I'm Scott Monte. Welcome to Timeless Leadership. Every other week, it's just you and me, a shorter episode than our interviews. Just a quick few minutes for me to plant an idea in your head and see where we can explore it together. Now, I've mentioned this before, but I wanted to make sure I said it again because that's how this thing works. Thanks to listeners like you, Timeless Leadership has been named a top 50 podcast on Good Pods in the management category. I've got a link to it in the show notes, so you can check it out there. And I found Good Pods to be a great platform for sharing, discovering, and engaging in other podcasts, finding people with similar interests to your own. We have lots of subscribers to the Timeless and Timely newsletter who have just joined. If you are a subscriber and this is your first time listening to Timeless Leadership, welcome. And if you're not subscribed to the newsletter yet, it's a weekly edition for people who consider themselves lifelong learners and are looking for answers to today's challenges, where we're surrounded by uncertainty. I write about leaders and stories of the past that help us find our way through our present challenges. And if you're subscribed and you refer other people, you can get access to the paid tier of our membership. We have bonus content from the podcast from time to time, extra resources in the newsletter, full access to our archives, the ability to comment, monthly Q&A sessions. The list keeps growing. But even if you tell only one other person about Timeless and Timely, that makes it possible for that person to learn and grow on their leadership journey. Now, you've probably heard the Ralph Waldo Emerson quote, "A foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds." It's what I call the disruptor's credo, typically uttered when someone doesn't like following a certain way of doing things. It's the perfect incantation to protect from the dark arts spell, "We've always done it that way." But it's not the consistency that's questionable, though. It's the foolishness. Mindless repetition without meaning or purpose, well, that's stuff for automatons and increasingly for artificial intelligence. Leonardo da Vinci wouldn't have created a masterpiece if he followed what other artists had done or if he used a paint-by-numbers canvas. He created a new process and painted on poplar wood. See, process matters. Back when I was at Ford, I had the great good fortune to work with the CEO, Alan Mulally. And his tenure at Ford included a process that he brought with him from three decades at Boeing, the BPR, or Business Plan Review. Now, Alan was an engineer by nature, and he appreciated process. And as a leader, this process that he introduced helped make people accountable for their divisions. When he arrived at Ford, Well, the company was in a bad way. It needed process discipline, and the culture at the time was one of fiefdoms, when people protected and hoarded information. Remember, information is power. And as you can imagine, with such a strong and intractable culture at play when Alan got there, it was resistant to his BPR. In fact, one executive told Alan, "Listen, Alan, one of the most important things I need is to spend time on the business unit, not getting distracted. I really don't want to do this." And Alan's response was very simple. Trust the process. Trust the process. Lao Tzu said, "When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be." And I remember that quote, and I remember what Alan put in place with the BPR as I work with my own clients for executive coaching. I had a client once who was having a hard time getting his executive team aligned as they were trying to grow the business. Each member of the C-suite was talented. He hired the right people, but they needed and received different levels of interaction with my client. And what's more, each one of them got different information, and they felt like the other executives were held in higher regard by my client. Now, something had to change. To create more certainty and transparency in the process, I suggested implementing a standing meeting with a repeatable format. The idea was to create consistency and accountability. Each executive would present their results for the week, and they would call out successes or failures right there on the screen for everyone to see. And the point wasn't to celebrate or embarrass them, but to show progress against the plan every week. And when colleagues are struggling, it's an opportunity to get the rest of the team to make suggestions or to follow up outside the meeting to help get them back on plan. And in the ensuing weeks, when the meeting reconvenes, the team can see how that issue was resolved. Or not, in some cases. But the whole idea is that the process itself creates accountability. And when my client was initially hesitant to try this, or doubtful that his team would understand or commit to the structure, I gave him the same response that Alan gave. Trust the process. Which meant that he had to participate in the process as well. As leaders, it starts with us. It comes down to committing to a process for yourself first. In a newsletter entry called "The Secret to Changing a Habit," I shared this. Why is consistency important? Lack of consistency erodes trust. And when it comes to your habits, you need to be able to trust yourself first. Changing behavior takes time, but it's the first step toward making broader changes that are essential for personal and business growth. New behaviors, behaviors we've committed to with consistent actions, will make teams think differently about each other and will help them commit to working together in different and better ways. If you can this week, work on creating consistency on just one thing that you've been struggling with. Maybe it's an exercise routine, a writing process, regular calls to people you care about, whatever it is. Write out your process and stick to it for the week. See if you can create accountability for yourself. Once you do, you'll find it's easier to apply it to others as well. And remember, a process is simply a consistent way of doing things. Consistency creates trust. When we build trust, we build accountability. I'll have the quotes that I mentioned in this episode, as well as the link to the aforementioned newsletter entry, in the show notes for you to check out. Also, don't forget to check us out on Good Pods. Next week, I'll be back with another interview that's relevant for your leadership journey. I hope you'll tune in. And in the meantime, if you'd like to drop me a line, just send an email to timelesspod@scottmonty.com. Until then, remember, when you help others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. I'm Scott Monty. There's so much to learn.